弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
I'm actually going to be preaching in English today.
今天我要用中文证道。
I've already forgotten that.
我已经忘了。
So good morning, brother and sister friend.
所以。
Good to be here with you.
今天我很高兴在这儿跟大家一起敬拜。
You remember last week, Pastor Alex shared something.
也许你还记得、上个星期、刘长老跟我们分享一些东西。
He met someone who was asking him about the church that he's pastoring.
他碰见一个人、他就问那个人他所牧养的教会是怎么样的。
Well, it's called Chinese Christian Family Church.
那么他就回答那个人说我所牧养的教会名字叫中国信徒家庭教会。
And you remember the person's reaction was, how long can your church name be?
那么、the pastor?
No, the other person.、
那么另外一个人、他的反应就是、你觉得这个名字可以用多久？
不是可以，为什么你的名字教会那么长？
为什么你的名字这么长、
But I was thinking...
那我就在想
If I really wanted to have a name that reflects who we are,
如果我们真的要找一个名字，那个名字能够很、完整的、很具体的反映我们这个教会是怎么样的。
I would love to call our church,
那么我个人会喜欢把我们的教会叫做
Chinese and any non-Chinese,
华人跟非华人。
Christian,
基督徒
community,
一个 社团社群
Bible,
圣经
fellowship,
团契
family,
家庭
and singles,
还有单身
church,
男性女性的教会
Obviously, that's just way too long.
那当然、很明显的这样的名字太长了。
But you know what? Why don't we just call ourselves God's church?
所以我们不妨就把自己叫做神的教会。
Because God's church is where people of God and all walks of life who follow God's calling and we gather and worship and live for Him. Amen?
因为所谓神的教会就是指、世界上、所有的各行各业的不管是出身背景还有其他的人只要他们信、神他们聚集在一起就成了一个神的教会
And of course a lot of people upon hearing our church name that has the word family in it they have this question
当然很多人很多外人在他们听到这个教会的名称中有家庭这两个字他们往往会有问题。
And so they say, so you only have families in your church? You don't have anybody else like singles? No singles?
他们会说，哦，在你的教会里头，真的都是家庭所组成的吗？没有单身男性，单身女性。
And the answer is, of course we do.
当然，我们的回答是，当然，我们这个教会里头也有单身的成员。
Single people have their own families.
单身男性或单身女性有他们自己的家庭。
But most importantly, they are part of this family.
但是最重要的是，他们也是我们这个教会之中的一员。
But I think that as we're going through this series on family,
但是我想，在我们现在在进行的一连串的有关家庭或婚姻的讲道中
And then we understand and we make this statement to say marriage is the foundation of family.
我们了解当我们说婚姻是家庭的基础的时候
And then we say a good family depends on a good marriage.
我们也说一个理想的美满的婚姻是一个理想美满的家庭的根基。
And then we say marriage is designed by God from the very beginning of creation.
我们也说神在起初创造天地之后就设定了婚姻这个制度。
Sometimes that gives us a misconception.
那么以上种种的说法可能会给人带来一个错觉。
Yeah, a misunderstanding.
或者甚至是误解。
That being single is not as good as being married.
单身不如结婚那么好。
And this is why I'm preaching in English today.
这就是为什么我今天用英文来证道的
缘故。Partly because I will be preaching again next week.
一部分原因是我下个礼拜也需要上台讲道。
But because today we're talking about God's blessing for singleness.
今天我讲到的主题是神对单身男性或单身女性的祝福。
And I know many of us who are single are more receives the English language more easily.
我想很多人在座的很多单身的当他们用英文来说的话可能会比较容易被人接受。
The first thing I want to tell you up front is this.
首先我需要开宗明义的告诉大家。
A person is complete and perfect irrespective of marital status.
一个人不管他的婚姻状态如何，不管他是已婚或未婚，他都是一个完整的人，都是一个完全的人。
Before God,
在神面前，
who created us,
他创造了我们。
And before Christ, who saved us,
在主耶稣基督面前，他拯救了我们。
A person is complete and perfect irrespective of marital status.
在这里，在神面前，不管一个人是已婚或未婚，在神面前，他都是完整的，是完全的，是完美的。
A married couple come together as one, right?
我们知道夫妻成为一体。
The Bible says the two become one flesh.
因为圣经是这么告诉我们的。
And so in marriage, the wholeness and completeness comes from the two of them being together.
所以在婚姻中人的完整完全是来自他们成为一体。
So in a marriage,When a husband and a wife choose to separate, they're no longer complete, no longer good.
所以，在一个婚姻当中，如果先生跟太太或夫妻他们分开了，那么他们就不完全了。
But as a single man or a single woman,
但是如果一个人他还是单身
，when you're not in a marital Union,
如果你还没有进入这个婚姻中的成为一体的状态
You're not walking around life only being half of who you should be.
所以你就不是说你在生活当中就只有一半
Because you are already that one flesh.
因为你已经是那个一体的
That's something we need to be clear about.
所以我们需要很清楚这一点。
I remember years ago, there was a movie with a famous line in there.
我记得多年以前有这么一部电影，这里头有一句话，那句话后来变得很有名，大家都知道。
That's when a man meets a woman.
一个男人碰到了一个女人
And then the way he professed his love to her was this.
他是用这样，这个男的是用这样来表达他对那个女的爱的。
He says, "You complete me."
他说，你让我成为一个完整的人。
So romantic.
实在是非常的罗曼蒂克。
Even for me, who's not a romantic, that line touched my heart.
即使是像我这样一个很理性的人，这样的一句话也让我非常的感动。
That is not biblical.
但是呢，这么一句话，它并不合乎圣经。
You know, a girl going through life just waiting for a man to come and pick her up and say, "You complete me," is a desperate romantic.
一个女的, 她在生命当中，她就一个人独行， 然后她等着一个男的来把她接走，
然后她觉得她好像变成一个完整的人了。
这个当然听起来似乎非常的罗曼蒂克。
Yeah, but it's desperate.
但是呢，他几乎是好像是蛮可怜的，可怜兮兮的罗曼蒂克。Because
it is not the way God created us.
因为这绝对不是神创造我们的初衷。It
is a true human emotion.
的确，人是有这样的一个情感的。It
is a true human longing to be in an intimate relationship.
确实，人是渴望有一个跟别人建立一个很亲密的关系的。But
as we always remind each other,
但是就像我们经常提醒，互相提醒的。We
want our understanding of life to no longer remain on a human experience, but on what God wants us to have.
我们对生命的真正的认识，不应该只是在人的层面上， 而是要从神的角度来认识我们的生命的意义。
When our own beliefs are brought face to face with God's principles,
当我们个人的信奉跟神从神那儿的信仰在一起的时候，
we want to be challenged and be moved by the Holy Spirit to conform and learn about the truth of God.
我们就盼望圣灵能够光照我们，能够引导我们，让我们能够了解并且接受神从神那边得到的真正的信仰。
It's very interesting that in the scripture,
很有意思的是在圣经中，
1 Corinthians chapter 7 is a passage that deals with marriage.
哥林多前书第七章所谈到的就是婚姻的问题。The
believers in Corinth in that first century church, they were asking the Apostle Paul all types of questions regarding a Christian marriage.
哥林多那个时候，第一世纪哥林多教会的信徒们，他们问保罗很多关于婚姻的问题。But
it is in that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 7, where the Bible teaches about being single.
但是呢，也同样就在这个谈论婚姻的第七章中，保罗也谈到单身。So
let's take a look at what the Word of God says.
所以让我们来看看神是怎么对我们说的。We're
going to look at three passages in chapter 7.
我们第七章，我们今天要查考三段经文。So
follow along with me as I read.
所以我现在就念这些，请你们就跟着我看。1
Corinthians chapter 7, verses 6 through 8.
第一段经文是在第七章第六节到第八节。
Now, as a concession, not a command, I say this. I wish that all were as I myself am, but each has his own gift from God, one of one kind and one of another. To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am.
第六节，我说这话原是准你们的，不是命你们的。我愿意众人像我一样，只是个人领受神的恩赐，一个是这样，一个是那样。我对着没有嫁娶的和寡妇说，若他们常像我就好。
The first thing that we see from Scripture is that singleness is a gift from God.
所以在这段经文里头，我们最先所领受到的就是单身其实是从神那儿领受的恩赐。
I think today in our culture and in our society,
我想今天在我们这个这样的社会这样的文化中，
marriage is the norm.
婚姻一个人结婚这个是常态。
And actually remaining single becomes somewhat of an oddity.
那么是个标准的生活方式，然后呢单身就变成一个特别的不是常态的那样的生活状态。
I read that there's this Christian man.
有这么一个基督徒男性这么说。
He said that he once belonged to a church and was in a young adult group.
他有一度他参加一个教会，那个教会有很多的年轻的团体。
And the name of that fellowship,
那么那个年轻人所组成的团契
，It's called Pears and Spares。
那个他的名字叫成双成对跟
成双成对和单飞团契
和单飞团契。
Exactly, I felt sad.
那我听到以后，我觉得很难过。
I wouldn't be part of that fellowship if I was single.
如果我还是单身的话，我绝对不会参加那个团契。
But it seems like that's how sometimes we feel about being single.
可是那个好像反映我们常常就是对单身就有这样的感觉。
That you're the spare.
你是单飞的。
I don't know who came up with that name.
我不知道这个名字是谁先起的。
That is not helpful.
这样的一个名称其实对事情毫无帮助。
There's this other person who is so fed up with people asking, "Are you still single?"
有人因为他们实在是厌烦了别人问他们你是单身吗？
This person starts to respond to those who keep asking, "Are you still married?"
那么这个人他就开始问对方，你结婚了吗？
你还在
结婚吗？
We need to change our perspective.
我们需要改变。我们的看法，我们的角度。
Singleness is not the second best.
单身不是最好的，没有，然后退而求其次。
Because in the New Testament, God clearly tells us that singleness actually is to be desired.
因为在新约里头，神很清楚地告诉我们，我们应该渴望单身。
Marriage is a gift of God.
婚姻是从神那儿领受的恩赐。
But being single is also a gift of God.
但是单身同样的也是从神那儿领受的恩赐。
This changes the way we view the season of our life.
这样的圣经所给我们这样的教导应该能够改变我们对这件事情的看法。
But at the same time,I want to say to our parents.
但是同时，我现在跟当父母的说。
We have this notion that we raise our children to do well in school so they can go into good college.
我们有这么一个观念，就是我们的责任就是把孩子抚养长大成人，然后他们可以进一个好的大学。
Do well on your test, get into a good college, and then finish college.
考试考得很好，能够上一所有名的大学，然后
or get a good job, work hard.
然后有一份理想的工作，努力工作。
And then you need to get married.
然后 立业之后就应该成家了。
When we have this expectation,
所以这是一般人一般父母对孩子的期望。
Then we start to think, well, doing well in school is an accomplishment. Getting a good job is an accomplishment. So you need to get married. That's also an accomplishment.
那么我们就会开始想，在学校里头学习的好，这是一种成就。能上一所好大学，这是一种成就。能够找到一份理想的工作，这是一种成就。那么成家也是另外一种成就。
Sometimes this type of expectation places undue burden on our young people.
那么有的时候，这父母对孩子们这样的期望，其实带给孩子很大的，而且是不虚有的压力。
We love them.
我们爱孩子。
We have the best of intentions.
我们对他们我们期望他们的都是对他们最好的。
But that kind of expectation is misguided.
但是刚刚我所讲的那些那样的父母对孩子有那样的期望或者是期盼其实是误导了他们。
A misguided best intention is still misguided, isn't it?
虽然出发点很好，虽然用心很好，但是所给的教导却是错误的，所以基本上这还是错的。
As Christians, we need to humbly reshape our understanding about singleness.
作为一个基督徒，我们应该存谦卑的心，能够靠着神的话，听从神的话来重新塑造我们自己。
What does God's word tell us?
那么关于婚姻或单身，神是怎么说的呢？
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide our thoughts.
我们应该让圣灵来带领我们的思想。
So that we are able to give to our children the best that is from God.
如此我们才能够把神所给予人最好的来用它来教导我们的孩子。
Marriage is a gift from God.
婚姻是人从神领受的恩赐。
But being single is equally a gift from God.
但是呢单身也是同样的从神那儿领受的恩赐，没有轻重之别。
Single people sometimes imagine that life is better if I'm married.
一个还单身的人常常想象婚姻结了婚比较好。
That a married life will solve their problems and will make life easier or be more satisfying.
他们会想如果结婚了，那么他们会这个婚姻能够让他们的生活上的困难少一点，能够让他们的生活快乐一点，美好一点。
But you don't know that sometimes married people imagine that single life is better.
但是可能你没有想过有的时候结了婚的人反而憧憬单身的美好。
I know those of you who are laughing, you're married.
我知道你们下面有的人在。
Married people, they think that single life will solve their problems.
一个结了婚的人，他们可能认为如果单身可以解决他们的目前所面对的问题。
That life is easier and more satisfying if I was single.
如果我还是单身，那么我的生活会容易一点，我的困难挑战会少一点。
You know what that's called, right?
你知道这个叫什么？
That's called the grass is always greener.
所以在英文里头
greener on the other side.
所以在英文里头有这么一句话，就是那个庭院那边的草地比较绿。
It is always greener on the other side, no matter what side you're on.
在那边的草地总是比较绿的。
We need to know that the circumstances in which God placed us in is always His best.
我们需要知道，不管神把我们放在怎么样的一个情况里，甚至怎么样的一个境遇里，那个总是对我们最好的。
If I am a single,
如果我是单身，
God has a gift for me to experience my life full as a single.
神给我会给我一个恩赐，让我恩典，让我能够享受完完全全的享受单身的意义，单身的乐趣。
Right, but of course, if I'm married.
那么同样的，如果我结婚了。
I need to see that as God's gift for me, and I can live that life to the fullest.
那么同样的，我也应该把我现在结婚的状态看作是神给我的恩赐，我就应该把他神把他里头能够完全的的含的意义完全的丰富的活出来。
I will be satisfied with the life that God has given me.
不管神给我怎么样的一个生活，我都应该觉得满足。
As a single or as a married person.
单身或者是结婚了。
I will seek out God's will for me in life as a single or as a married person.
不管我是单身或者我结婚了，我应该寻求神对我的生活或生命的心意是什么。
Let's look at the second passage, verses 25 to 28.
那么我们现在来看第二段经文，是在第25到28节。
Now concerning the betrothed or concerning the virgin, I have no command from the Lord, but I give my judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. I think that in view of the present distress, it is good for a person to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be free. Are you free from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a betrothed woman marries, she has not sinned. Yet those who marry will have worldly troubles, and I would spare you of that.
论到同身的人，我没有主的命令，但我既蒙主连续能做忠心的人，就把自己的意见告诉你们。因现今的艰难，据我看来，人不如守素安常才好。你有妻子缠着呢，就不要求脱离；你没有妻子缠着呢，就不要求妻子。你若娶妻，并不是犯罪；处女若出嫁，也不是犯罪。然而这等人肉身必受苦难，我却愿意你们免这苦难。
And then 32 through 35.
第三十二节到三十五节。
I want you to be free from anxieties.
我愿你们。
The unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to please the Lord, but the married man is anxious about worldly things, how to please his wife. And his interests are divided. And the unmarried or betrothed woman is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to be holy in body and spirit. But the married woman is anxious about worldly things,How to please her husband. I say this for your benefit, not to lay any restraint upon you, but to promote good order and to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord.
32节，我愿你们无所挂虑，没有娶妻的， 是为主的事挂虑，想怎样叫主喜悦。娶了妻子，娶了妻的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎样叫妻子喜悦。妇人和处女也有分别，没有出嫁的是为主的事挂虑，要身体灵魂都圣洁。已经出嫁的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎样叫丈夫喜悦。我说这话是为你们的益处，不是要牢笼你们，乃是要叫你们行合宜的事，得以殷勤服侍主，没有分心的事。
And the second point that we need to understand and remember is that singleness actually has great advantages over being married.
那么今天我们要知道的第二点，并且能够了解而且接受的第二点就是，其实单身跟结婚比较起来，单身有很多的优势。
This is why some people think that the Apostle Paul had been married.
这就是为什么有些人觉得这就是为什么保罗没结婚。
It's clear in the scripture that Paul is a single.
那么在圣经里头我们很清楚的可以看见保罗是独身的。
However, the Bible is silent about whether or not he had been married before.
但是圣经也没有告诉我们在他写这卷书以前他结过婚没有。
Because when he describes a married life, it seems like he knows all about the troubles that's in a married life.
因为在他写的书信当中，当他谈到婚姻生活的时候，似乎他是过来人。
Verse 27, he says, "Are you bound to a wife?"
因为这儿说第二十七节说，你有妻子缠着呢，就不要。求脱离。
Has she put a leash on you?
她是不是限制你的自由呢？
And he says, I don't want you to suffer.
然后而且他又说，我不要，我愿意你们免这苦难。
I don't want you to have to be anxious over your married partner.
我不要你因为你的婚姻的伴侣而焦虑。
Yes, there are a lot of troubles in marriage.
他说，在婚姻中的确是有很多问题。
There are a lot of blessings in marriage.
但是呢，婚姻中也有很多的福气。
There are a lot of blessings and a lot of fulfillment and a lot of satisfactions in marriage.
在婚姻当中有很多的福气，有很多的有很多的觉得自己让自己的生命觉得更丰盛的事。
But I want those of you who have not experienced marriage to know this.
但是呢，我也要那些还没结婚的人知道这一点。
Behind every marriage, no matter how wonderful it appears outside,
在每一个婚姻的背后，不管它表面上有多美满，
there are ugliness,
都有丑恶的一面。
Just think about the marriage of your parents.
你只要花点时间想想你父母的婚姻
就可以。You see them at home.
你看过他们在家里怎么样？
Those wonderful marriages you see?
那个你所看到的很美满的，似乎很美满的婚姻。
Go inside to their home.
你就到他们家去看一看。
Probably not too different from your own home.
也许他们家的情况跟你家的情况差不多。
I think sometimes we have a misconception of what marriage is.
有的时候我们对婚姻有一个错误的观念。
Especially as Christians.
特别是对基督徒而言。
Outwardly, we tell people what a loving couple we are.
在外表上我们告诉人 我们是多么美满的一对。
We're experiencing the blessing of the Lord.
我们作为夫妇，我们经历到神的多很多的祝福。
And we do not openly share with others about the struggles in our marriage.
然后我们有一个倾向，就是我们不太跟别人说我们婚姻中所遇到的挫折或是困难。
And so the young people or the unmarried friends, they have a misguided notion about what marriage should be. It's romanticized, but it's not reality.
所以这就误导了那些年轻人或者其他还没有结婚的人，他们因为这样只不过是给婚姻涂上了一个外表很美满，其实并不是如此的画面。
One of the first things I share with a young couple that wants to get married when I'm doing premarital counseling.
当我做婚前辅导的时候，我对那些将要结婚的弟兄姐妹，第一件事情我对他们说的就是
，Have you guys argued?
你们吵过架吗？
Has your argument got so heated that you don't know what to do with yourself and with each other?
你们有没有这样一个经验，就是你们吵架吵得如此的激烈，以至于
你不知道该如何的在面对自己或面对对方了。And then how do you resolve it?
还有，那你怎么解决？
Because if you haven't experienced that, you're guaranteed to experience that after you're married.
因为如果你们两个从来没有吵过架，或者没有吵架吵得像我刚刚说的那么激烈，那么我向你保证，结婚以后你们一定会面对这样的情况。
There's a love you experience when you're dating.
你们在约会的时候，一切都很美好。
There's a love during the honeymoon.
你们在蜜月期间还是恩恩爱爱的。
And there's a love for the rest of your life.
但是呢，你们将来一辈子也要
有爱的表现。But every stage, the love feels different.
但是呢，在每一个婚姻的阶段。那个爱是不一样的。
Even within the blessing of marriage, there are troubles and difficulties.
即使神给婚姻种种的祝福气，但是其中也有种种的困难或挫折。
And even in the most wonderful, the best case scenario marriage,
即使是在人世间所能找到的最美满的婚姻中。
Life still becomes more complicated.
生活还是相当复杂的。
When you're single,
当你
还是 your time, your resources, your energy is spent the way you want.
当你还是单身的时候，你的时间、你的精力、你的其他种种的资源，可以任你要怎么使用就怎么使用。
When you're married,
但是一旦你结婚了。
We need to learn how to become one flesh.
我们需要学习如何夫妻二人成为一体。
We need to spend time together in prayer.
我们需要夫妻二人需要花时间在一起祷告。
We need to spend time in communication.
在一起有一些有交流有沟通。
We need to respect the other person's preferences and their needs.
我们需要学习尊重对方的喜好
We need to learn to make decisions together.
我们需要共同来做出决定。
Where do we spend Christmas?
比方说我们圣诞节我们到哪儿去
Your parents' house or my parents' house?
是去你爸爸妈妈的家还是去我爸爸妈妈的家
Where do we go vacation?
我们到哪儿去度假
How do we raise our children?
我们怎么抚养教养我们的孩子
How do we spend our money?
我们怎么用钱
Too many things to worry about.
有太多事情
You're free from all of that when you're single.
这些呢在你还是单身的时候都没有的。
So Paul says, I want to spare you.
所以保罗说我愿意你们免这苦难。
I want to spare you of that. So don't be married if you're not married.
所以因为我愿意你们免这苦难，所以如果你还没结婚，你就最好一辈子都不结婚。
But that's just Paul.
但是这只是保罗个人的看法。
Yes, God created us to have marriage.
神创造我们，原来就是为了让我们结婚的。
But don't be naive to think that married life is better than your single life.
但是你别幼稚到，觉得，结了婚以后肯定比单身好。
The second advantage of being single is that the single person can devote himself or herself completely to the work of God.
单身的第二个优势就是，单身的人可以把他全部，精力都放在神的事工上。
Paul says, when a person is not married, their full attention and their full energy and their resources can be used for the glory of God.
保罗说，在一个人如果没有结婚，那么他所有的，他都可以用在，神的，事工上。
That is not to say a married couple would not love God and would not be in the Lord's service.
这并不是说，结了婚以，的人就不爱神了，或者是不为神所用了。
There is a real beauty when a married couple together as one serve the Lord.
当，夫妻两人都是基督徒，而且夫妻两人同心协力的，一起侍奉神，这的确是非常美的一件事。
That together as a couple,
他们
raise their children according to God's will.
夫妻，两人一起按照神的话来，养育孩子。
The couple together can minister to other couples.
这夫妻两个一起来辅导，或者帮助别人。
The couple together being able to better serve the people in the church and even to their elderly parents.
夫妻，两个一起，可能，对教会的服事，或者是对，他们父母的，事，的奉养，可能，做得更好。
But a single person.
但是一个单身的
can be solely dedicated to how the Lord is leading him or her in pursuing their life.
却能够，按照神的心意来心无旁骛的，能够专注在不分心的，专注在神的事工上。
You're freed from having to consider the person that you're married to.
因为你有自由，你不需要，牵挂，另一方。
God and the Lord Jesus has my total undivided attention.
我的全部的，全部的精力、时间，还有其他的一切，都完全的，奉献给，主耶稣。
When I want to make offerings to the Lord,
比方说，如果我要奉献。
Whether it's money or time,
不管是，金钱的奉献或时间的奉献，
I don't have to check with my spouse.
我不需要先跟我的配偶商量。
When the gospel has a need and I'm willing to give, I can give totally.
当神的福音有需要，而且我有这个，愿意的心要奉献的话，我就可以全部的按照我自己的感动去奉献。
As a Christian,
作为一个基督徒，
Isn't that our deepest longing?
这不是，不正是我们内心深处的，最大的渴望吗？
To completely experience the love of Christ and to love Him with all of our being.
能够完完全全的经历，神的爱，而且能够 完完全全的用我们所感动的去回报回应他的爱。
That I can say to my Lord Jesus, you have my undivided attention.
我可以对主耶稣基督说，我所有的注意都放在你身上了。
That of course is not to say you only do things in the church.
那这个当然并不是说你只是做教会的事情。
Or you have to be a missionary somewhere in the world.
或者这也不是意味着你一定要到世界上某个地方去做宣教士。
It still speaks to how you are in your schooling, in your career, in your relationship to your own family, and in your relationship to your church family.
那么刚才所说的也不仅仅适用于教会，也适用于你在你还在学习的时候，或者你工作的场所等等。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Let us not hinder the value a single can bring to the kingdom of God.
让我们不要阻碍了一个单身的他能够对神国所做出的奉献。
When they are single, they ought to live fully and brightly for the Lord.
当他们是单身的时候，他们还是应该完完全全的为神国而活。
I'll tell you what.
我是
a single person who can live fully for Christ.
一个单身的，他也能够完完全全的为主耶稣而活。
A single person who can be completely satisfied by his Lord Christ.
一个单身的，他也能够从主耶稣基督那儿得到完完全全的满足。
Will be a person who will be more fully satisfied in marriage.
什么？
一个单身的人，可是却能够在主神的爱里面可以得到完全的满足。同样的，是一个在婚姻当中可以得到满足的一个人。Okay? A person who can be completely satisfied by the love of Christ as a single is the same person who can be more satisfied with marriage.
一个人他在单身的时候，他能够从神那儿得到完全的满足，那么同样这个人在他结婚以后，他能够从神那儿得到更丰盛更完全的满足。
Because now you have learned what it means to have your satisfaction based on what the Lord gives you.
因为在你结婚之前，你已经经历到了你的满足是从神而来，是从神所赐给你的而来。
A needy person,
一个贫乏的人，有需要的人。
A needy person as a single will still be a needy person in marriage.
一个在单身的时候是个贫乏的人，或者有需要的人，那么他在结婚以后，他还是会是这样的一种人。
If you feel that you're incomplete,
如果你觉得你不够完整，
and you're hoping that this other person will satisfy you,
你希望另外一个人能够满足你，
you will be disappointed.
那么你肯定会失望的。
And your marriage will be needy.
那么你结婚以后，你的婚姻生活还是贫乏的。
Because no person can satisfy our need, only God can.
因为除了神以外，没有一个人可以满足我们，完全的满足我们。
So singleness actually has great advantages over being married.
所以从这个角度来看，单身跟结婚相比，单身具有一些优势。
You're freed from the troubles of marriage.
你不需要忍受婚姻带来的困难。
And you can be completely given over into the service of your Lord.
你可以把你的专把你的时间精力其他的一切都专注于神的事工上。
Now thirdly, I do want to mention this.
那么我要提到的另外一点，第三点就是
singleness is difficult.
当然单身不容易。
Singleness is difficult.
单身的确不容易。
After all, when God created man, he says it's not good for him to be alone.
不管怎么说神在创造了男人之后，他就说那人独居不好。
And so God then created him a mate suitable for him.
所以神就为他创造了适合他的配偶。
Human beings are created with a need for intimate relationship.
所以神所创造的人他本身就有一种寻找配偶的需要跟渴望。
不一定是寻找配偶，是寻找一种 很有亲密的人与人之间的关系的这种需要。We're created to have the need to have intimate relationship.
我们神造人就是这样子，我们被创造成一个渴望有跟别人建立亲密关系的人。
And so when we are not married,
所以当我们还没结婚的时候，
we may feel that we have this desire to have intimacy.
我们会渴望有一个人跟我们建立很亲密的关系。
And so it's true that those of us who are single may struggle with loneliness and even temptation.
所以所以这个单身的时候的确单身的人他们会有一些觉得孤独寂寞，甚至有的时候不能够抵挡外来的诱惑。
But I want to tell you that those struggles are not unique to a single person.
但是我要告诉你们的是，这样的一种挣扎或者是挑战困难，并不是单身的人独有的。
Unfortunately, there are married people who also struggles with loneliness and temptation.
因为很不幸的就是，即使一个人结婚了，他也可能觉得孤独寂寞，他也可能会需要抵挡很多外来的引诱。
So yes, it's not easy.
所以单身的确不容易。
But what we want to fill that emptiness from is not necessarily the need to be married.
但是我们要不再觉得空虚，我们要觉得满足，这样并不一定要从结婚而来。
That's one way.
结婚是一个方法。
But we need to be able to seek to satisfy that need for intimacy with other relationships.
但是我们也可以从另外别种的亲密的人际关系之中让我们内心的空虚寂寞得到满足。
Are we seeking to build close and meaningful relationships with our own family?
所以比方说我们有没有努力的在跟我们自己的家庭父母兄弟姐妹等等建立亲密的关系呢？
What do we look to strengthen and invest in the relationship we have within the church family?
我们有没有很努力的跟教会的里的弟兄姐妹来建立亲密的关系？
Because within those relationships we can find satisfaction.
因为在这种人际关系之中，我们还是能够得到满足的。
And that we're able to find accountabilities.
我们也能够因此 彼此互相的依靠，彼此互相的守望相助。
And so that that will help us combat that sense of loneliness and the temptations that we face.
那么这样的亲密的关系可以帮助我们抵挡我们单身会感觉到的孤独、寂寞或其他的难处。
The fourth point is this.
我要跟各位分享的第四点是
This is actually a very, I don't want to say important, but very unique and enlightening aspect of singleness.
我现在要跟各位分享的第四点的这个方面其实是一个很独特的方面。
And I hope this brings you encouragement.
我希望这个能够给你带来鼓励。
Singleness is not permanent.
单身不是永久的状态。
Singleness is not permanent.
单身不是永久的不会改变的状态。
But many of us who are single now would most likely one day be married.
我们很多现在单身的很多将来有一天会结婚。
But you know, some singles will remain single for their life.
但是呢，有些单身的他可能一辈子就是单身。
But no Christian will be single forever.
但是没有一个基督徒会永远单身的。
Remember, a human marriage reflects the marriage that Christ has with his church.
我们知道人的婚姻反映基督跟教会之间的婚姻。
That's Ephesians chapter 5.
那是在以弗所书第五章这么说的。
The Bible says that Jesus is the bridegroom, and those of us who belong to him are his bride.
圣经告诉我们主耶稣基督是新郎，那些属于他的人就是新娘、新妇。
One day, all the pains and all the tears will disappear. Remember?
记不记得圣经也告诉我们，总有一天，所有的痛苦、所有的眼泪都会消失。
The pains and the tears, as a single or in our marriage, will one day disappear.
因为不管是在单身的时候或是结了婚，所有的在这人世间所有的痛苦，所有的眼泪有一天都会消失。
God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
神会擦干我们的眼泪。
And a great shout will be heard.
会有大声听到大声的说。
Because the wedding of the Lamb has come.
因为新郎来了。
And his bride has made herself ready.
而他的新娘都准备好了迎接新郎。
Singleness will not be permanent.
所以单身不是永恒不变的。
Because ultimately we will all be united with Christ.
因为最终我们所有的人都会跟基督成为一体。
As great as our family relationship could be.
这个跟
我们的家庭的关系也许很好。As great as our marriage could be.或者说我们的婚姻关系也很好。
你可以 complete 你的 sentence。
Or as great as our friendship with our closest friends can be, but nothing can compare to the intimacy we have with our Lord Jesus Christ.
不管我们跟家人的关系有多么好，不管我们跟配偶的关系有多么好，不管我们跟别人、朋友或其他人的关系有多么好，这些都不能够跟我们跟基督将来的联合相比。
That's the confidence and the hope that we have.
这就是我们的盼望，而且我们相信我们会总有一天我们会拥有的。
That we are all looking forward to the consummation of the fullness of being married to our Lord Christ.
就是我们都在仰望和盼望有那么一天我们跟基督能够联合，我们能够经历到那前所未有的丰盛的生命。
And what we're grateful for as Christians.
那么作为基督徒，我们让感恩的是
is that this heavenly intimacy can already be experienced today in God's family.
这种属天的福气其实在世上我们在家庭当中我们就可以开始经历到了。
By the renewing work of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的联合的能力。
By the nourishing of God's word, the scripture,
借着神用他的话的给我们的滋养。
Within the fellowship of the believers,
借着信徒们之间的团契交通。
We already have a taste of this intimacy on earth.
我们已经开始尝到了将来那个属天的福乐的那样的幸福快乐。
So finally,
所以最后
I want to say a few words to those of us who are single.
我想对那些单身的说几句话。
Be thankful.For the gift of singleness.
你们对这个目前单身的状态应该心存感激。
Be thankful to God.
应该对神感恩。
Know that singleness is a gift from God.
知道单身是从神所赐的恩典恩赐。
And live your single life to the fullest.
能够完完全全的把单身所能够里头的潜在的能力能够完完全全的把它活出来。
Recognize that there are struggles, difficulties, and pain in being single.
承认单身的确会带来一些寂寞、孤独或其他的困难挑战。
But there are strugglesand difficulties and pain in marriage as well.
但是同样的在婚姻生活当中也有很多的困难挑战痛苦。
But the point is this, just as there are blessings and restoration and healing and comfort and satisfaction in a marriage,
但是我所要说的就是就像在婚姻生活里头有挑战有困难有挫折有修复等等。
There are also blessings and restorations and healing and comfort and satisfaction in being single.
同样的在单身生活里头有困难有挑战有挫折但是也有弥补也有修复也有安慰。
Each would have their own gift from God.
这两种人每一种人都是从神那儿领受了恩赐。
Secondly, do all you can to be godly.
第二竭尽所能的做一个敬虔的人。
It is a real temptation and a real struggle for those who are single sometimes to fall into this situation.
单身的的确真真实实的会面对一些诱惑。
We tend to then start to become inward looking.
会面对一些困难，那么逐渐的我们就可能会就看自己。
Sometimes become somewhat self-centered in our perspective on life.
我们可能慢慢的就会以自我为中心来看待这个世界，这个生活。
We struggle with feelings of loneliness and dissatisfaction.
我们会觉得寂寞，觉得孤独，觉得不满足。
We might even sin against God because we started to doubt Him or grumble against Him.
我们甚至会开始得罪神，因为我们就开始埋怨，向他埋怨。所以我要劝勉各位，努力做个敬虔的人。
Be heavenward looking.
让我们的视觉是属天的视觉。
Look to your Lord Christ and to His cross.
仰望主耶稣基督跟他的十字架。
Remember His love for you.
不要忘记他对你的爱。
Be in the Holy Spirit and pursue the Lord.
在圣灵中追求神。
Open yourself up.
能够敞开你的心胸。
Be accountable to others.
能够跟别的弟兄姐妹跟别人彼此守望，彼此相助。
Keep your eyes fixed on heaven.
把你的目光专注在天上的事。
The relationship you have with Christ is the eternal and the most perfect relationship.
你与主耶稣之间的关系是唯一的永恒的完美的关系。
And a few words for those of you who are married.
那么我同样的也要对已经结婚的说几句话。
Do not think being single is second best.
别以为单身就是因为结不了婚而退而求其次的一种生活方式。
If we counsel someone and says you need to be married, why aren't you married?
如果我们对别人做出这样的劝告，你应该结婚，为什么你还没结婚呢？
I hope you don't hear this response. Do you read the Bible?
我希望别人不会这么答复你。你读过圣经吗？
I don't think the Bible tells me I have to be married.
圣经并没有告诉我一定要结婚。
Or that not being married means something's wrong with me.
或者圣经也没有说，如果不结婚，就表示我这个人可能有些毛病。
Secondly,
第二，
Remember that our family includes the whole church.
记得所谓的家庭包括教会在内。
Family is not just our little circle.
家庭不只是我们周围的几个人一个小圈子。
Whether someone is married or someone is single, they are our family.
不管一个人是单身还是已经结婚了，他们都是我们这个大家庭的一个成员。
Let us commit to not allowing any single person in our church to feel lonely.
让我们立下这个心志，就是不要让我们教会里头那些单身的觉得寂寞。
Let us be committed to loving them.
让我们立下心志，而且切实执行，就是去爱他们。
And caring for them.
去关心他们。
And again, as married couple, we need to keep our eyes on heaven as well.
同样的，结婚的，我们也应该注意天上的事。属天的事。
Marriage matters.
What?
Marriage matters.
结婚或婚姻很重要。
But marriage is not the ultimate thing that matters in this world.
但是结婚或者是有一个婚姻，这个不是我们在世上的最大的最重要的那件事。
What's most important is still our relationship with Christ.
最大的最重要的那件事还是我们跟神的关系。
Let's close with a prayer.
让我们做个结束的祷告。
Father God, I thank you for your love for us.
亲爱的天父，我们为你对我们的爱献上感谢。
I thank you that those of you who have the privilege to call you Father are loved by you.
我们谢谢你，因为我们有这个特权，我们有这个荣耀权柄，能够称你为我们的父。
I thank you that the life that we have is a gift from you.
我谢谢你们，谢谢你，不管我们的生活形态是什么，这都是你给我们的恩赐。
I thank you that your promise for us is that marriage is a gift from you, but being single is a gift from you as well.
谢谢你，因为你给我们的承诺是应许是单身是从你那边领受的恩赐，婚姻也是从你那儿领受的恩赐。
I know that our Lord Jesus walks closely with us.
我知道我们的主耶稣与我们亲密的同行。
But I just pray that we would walk closely with Him as well.
我们的祷告是我们也能够亲密的跟我们的主耶稣同行。
Lord, let us rejoice in our singleness.
求主帮助我们，让我们在单身中有喜乐。
Even let us rejoice in other singleness.
也让我们能够在不是单身中有喜乐。
Because we see your work in their lives.
因为我们从你的他们的生命中，我们看到你的工作。
May each and every one of our lives shine for you.
让我们每一个人都能够荣耀你。
Let not the burden of human expectation or perceptions change us.
不要让我们不要让人的观念或人的想法来影响我们。
Let our love for you and our devotion to you burn bright.
让我们对你的爱能够很灿烂的发光。
And let us experience that glorious satisfaction that can only be found in you.
也让我们经历到我们唯一的满足只有从你那儿才能得到。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.